This podcast is from Morning English.
Would you be willing to give me a hand?
You could have called me. I could have helped you.
I'm in a little trouble. I need your help.
学口语就来早安英文。
How do you do, one and all? This is Max, and welcome to Morning English.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Did you know, 2 years ago, I moved house on Christmas Day.
Really? For us, that's like moving house during the Spring Festival.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I had to move on that day because the contract was up with the landlord. So I had no other choice, really. And because it was Christmas Day, there was no one around to help me. So I had to make 5 trips with my suitcase.
In a taxi, right? 搬了五趟。
No, not in a taxi. I'm not paying 5 round trips. That's crazy expensive. I just walked back and forth.
You know, if we knew each other 2 years ago, you could have called me. I could have helped you.
Aw, thank you. Okay, well, it seems like we have our topic for today. Help!
吓死我了。是的。我们今天呢就来说一说我们怎么样用英文来向身边的朋友或者是同事来求助或者是求救呢，对吧？那我们今天的节目呢也都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So first, let's talk about ways for asking for help that's not urgent.
Not urgent.Okay, let's do it.
Now, I was wondering, I need to sort out something. Could you give me a hand?
Here we go.
No, don't actually give me your hand. That's ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, we call this a dad joke in the West, and they're not funny.
Okay, a dad joke. 不好笑是吗？
Yes.
但我觉得挺好笑的。So what do you need a hand in?
Well, I was wondering if you could help me sell my old laptop in the second-hand store downstairs. I went there yesterday and they ignored me because, you know, they just assumed I couldn't speak Chinese.
But you can speak Chinese.
Yeah, a little. You know, it happens all the time. Even if I do speak, they're like, no, it's impossible. Foreigners can't speak Chinese. So would you be willing to give me a hand?
Sure, I can give you a hand.
Awesome. When's good?
Well, I don't have any time this evening, nor tomorrow. But the following day, I have a little time in the afternoon.
Sure, whenever you're available to give me a hand, it's okay. It's not urgent. I just want to make a little extra money.
Okay, just remind me on that day, and I can give you a hand. Now, give somebody a hand. 不是说让你伸出手跟他握握手啊，也不是让你把手剁了给他。意思呢，是我们给某人搭把手。帮一下，帮个小忙。So Max, if I'm giving you a hand, can you do me a favor?
Well, that depends on the favor.
Favor. 这个词呢，它是一个名词，意思就是帮助，或者是呢，好事，恩惠。所以啊，我问 Max, can you do me a favor? 就是说你能不能帮我个忙。Right? 大家注意了，这个固定搭配是 do somebody a favor.
Yeah.
Not make somebody a favor or help somebody a favor, right?
There's a lot of people make that mistake. You know?
Yeah, 所以大家注意了，用到 favor 这个词一定是 do somebody a favor. 好，那经常还有同学来问我，说，哎 ,Winter, 这个词的拼写到底是 F-A-V-O-U-R 还是 F-A-V-O-R? 其实两个都对。Both are right.
Both are right, yeah.
因为其中一个是英式英语，一个呢是美式英语。也就是说啊 ,Max 在笔记里呢就会给大家写 F-A-V-O-U-R.
Yes.
But Colin 老师呢可能就会写 F-A-V-O-R.
Well, see, one is the American way and one is the correct way.
Yeah, Max way and Colin's way.
Yeah. Okay, well, what's the favor?
I haven't had my morning coffee yet.Would you mind adding one for me when you order yours? I can get you back tomorrow.
Yeah, sure, that's no problem. I'll do it now for you. Milk and sugar?
Yes, thanks. You know how it is when you don't have your morning coffee. Nothing seems right.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, sure, I'll order the coffee while I remember, and that will be your favor for today.
Only one favor a day? I might need you to do me another favor.
Ah, well, I shall wait with bated breath.
Okay. Can you do me a favor? 指的就是这种，哎，你可以帮我买杯咖啡吗？这种小忙，不太严重的，不太严肃的这种举手之劳 ，right?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so we've given you 2 ways to ask for help when it's not urgent. Let's talk about how to ask for help when it is urgent.
Surely you can ask for a hand or a favor like we've talked about.
Well, yeah, sure, but it has no gravity, no weight. It doesn't sound so urgent.
Right, I get it. No gravity, no gravity. 就是说呢do me a favor, 或者是 give me a hand, 就让别人听起来觉得这个事情不是特别重要。重要性不是特别强，不是特别紧急，属于这种随便帮个小忙 ，right?
Yeah, I guess so. So depending on the gravity of the situation, yeah, you could say something like this. You know, Winter, I'm in a little trouble. I need your help.
Oh God, is everything okay?
Well, of course, but let's pretend. So,
okay.
My girlfriend kicked me out of my apartment. We had a big argument. You know, would you mind if I can sleep on your sofa for a few nights? I don't have enough money for a hotel.
That sounds like a big problem. How long do you need to stay?
Well, you know, I don't know. It was a big fight, so maybe a week or two.
Well, you're in a little trouble. Sure, I can help you, but 2 weeks is...A long time.
I know. But it's okay, because we're just pretending. And I don't really have a girlfriend. I'm lonely.
lonely boy.
Lonely boy. And I'm still living in my apartment, so it's all good.
Okay, that's a good example, though. I'm in a little trouble. I need your help.
Yeah.
这个说法呢，就让人听起来觉得，哎呀，确实你好像遇到了麻烦了，而且还有一点紧急。
Yes, exactly.
So, Max, rumor has it that in the USA, people are taught to shout fire instead of help.
Well, I don't know if they still teach that anymore, but that, you know, that sounds quite old. But yeah, I've heard about it.
啊，说是在美国啊，遇到真的紧急情况的时候啊，会老师会教学生说你要大叫 fire, 就是着火了。
Yeah.
Well,Why would schools teach that?
Well, think about it in this way. If you shout help, maybe no one will want to. But if you shout fire, people are more likely to come because they want to see the fire.
That's quite sad.
It is a little sad, yeah. Of course, though, it's just a problem in the USA because, you know, if you shout for help, people might think that you have a gun in your face and no one wants to walk in that situation. You may get shot.
Oh, I get it. So if you shout fire...Maybe people will think that you want to be in danger if they can't.
Exactly. You know, but you don't have to shout fire only when there's a gun involved. You know, you could trip and break your ankle in the back street where there's, you know, when there's no one around. So, you know, shout fire.
That's a really good situation where you can shout fire.
Yeah. Fire!
What? 吓死我了。如果真的遇到非常紧急的情况啊，而且你又担心旁边的陌生人会因为害怕就不会来对你伸出援手的时候呢，你就可以尝试叫 fire 而不是 help。这样做呢，其实只是为了引起周围人的注意。
I think I broke Winter's ears. Okay, well, I think that's enough for today.
是的，我们今天呢就跟大家讲了几种向其他人求助的方法，有在紧急情况下的，也有在常规的不太紧急情况下的，让别人帮我们帮个小忙。今天这些内容呢，我们都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, well, thank you for listening to today's Morning English. This is Max
This is Winter. See you next time.
Ta-ta.
Favor. Favor. Waited, here's a favor for you haters. Kiss my anus, boy. I made it out the ghetto. I made it out the gutter. But still I keep it street and now I'm hot as every summer. They said I couldn't do it, but who are they to call? I started rapping and ended chances of playing ball. And now they doubt it, but young and sprouted above them all. Straight out the Broward County gutter, skipping metal poles. No homo, I keep it solo, but I will never fall. Now every call that I get, the money is so involved. 10 stacks of batter is easy, cheddar to hit the mall. I get the money to throw up, so every day I ball. Every necessary cat who said I wouldn't, homie.
at you non-believers and screaming gutter while I'm bawling every fucking season. I used to blast on my CD, me and 450 ladies.